Well, hello to you all, and welcome to a look at betting on three different events this week. We'll be taking a look at the third event of the new PGA Tour season, the Safeway Open, being played in California. A much stronger field this week than has been the case in the first two events of the season. We'll also take a look at the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship, being played at St Andrews, Kings Barnes and Carnoustie in Scotland. A really good field there. McIlroy, John Rahm, Justin Rose, Tommy Fleetwood, Tony Finau. So a really good lineup there. And on the LPGA Tour, they are back in action after being beaten by the Europeans, the Americans at least. But certainly Americans, a Canadian and many Asian players probably amongst the favourites this week for the LPGA Tour event in Indianapolis. Went close last week, Sung Jae-im. I thought we were home when he led the tournament when he finished his final round. He was in front at that stage. But Sebastian Munoz ran him down over the closing couple of holes and ended up defeating him in a playoff. He was at $19, Sung Jae-im. I think he's a good chance this week at $21 as well, despite the fact that this is a significantly stronger field. We might start by taking a look at that event being played at the Silverado Country Club in California, in Napa in California. Favourites are obviously going to be the likes of Justin Thomas, Adam Scott, Patrick Cantlay, because of their standing in the game. I'm trying to find a bit more value away from them. I might start with Hideki Matsuyama, who's found form towards the end of last season through the FedEx Cup playoffs. He's been twice third here. He's not played here in the last 3 years, but earlier in his career, Matsuyama, he played this event very well. And at $14, I think he probably represents some pretty good value. Sung Jae-im, as I said, is at $21. He was fourth in this event on debut last year. He was second last week, as I mentioned earlier, after the playoff with Sebastian Munoz. He's had a lot of other very good solid finishes as well, Sung Jae-im. At some stage, he's going to break through for that elusive win. He's at $21. Ryan Moore is at $51. He's not played for over a month, but his form here has been good. And he did play okay during the FedEx Cup playoffs. He was second last year in this event, was Ryan Moore. So I think on that basis alone, at $51, that's a pretty good value, I think, for the credentials that he's got for this event. Dylan Vitale, the South African, was 25th on debut in this event last year. He's really developed into quite a good player on the PGA Tour, including the win he had at the John Deere Classic a few months ago. He was sixth last week at the Sanderson's Farms event. He's at $41. So those players, again, that I think are probably worth... You can't leave out Thomas, Scott or Cantlay, but if you're trying to find some value, I think you've got to look at Sung Jae-im, Hideki Matsuyama, Ryan Moore, Dylan Fratelli. Amongst the Australians, Cameron Percy. I think he might be some sort of a chance to be the leading Australian this week. I know Adam Scott's in the field, but it's been a while since Adam Scott has played competitively. And Cameron Percy put together a good tournament last week when he finished 11th at the Sanderson Farms tournament. He's been 26th and 24th in his last two starts at this particular event, which are reasonably solid finishes. He's at $126 to win the event. I don't necessarily expect him to do that, but he's a very good chance, I think, to be the leading Australian, and I'm sure there's a price available on him for that. Other Australians in the field include Adam Scott, as I said, and Aaron Baddeley. So that is a Safeway Open, the third event of the new PGA Tour season being played in California. The LPGA Tour event has been played in Indianapolis. It's the Indy Women in Tech event. It's the third staging of this event. I'm really only going to focus my attention on three players. Sung Hyun Park at $10. She's the defending champion. She was 20th in each of her last starts this season, but she was in pretty good form prior to that as well. She's got to be a contender, you would think, Sung Hyun Park, having won this event in her only start in the tournament. Brooke Henderson has had two starts where she's been 7th and 5th in this event. She's been 4th and 3rd in her last two starts this season. She'll probably start the favourite in this event at $9 in most betting agencies. So I think her and Sung Hyun Park are logically the favourites and not particularly good value, but you've got to consider them because of the fact that the credentials to win the event are very good. As indeed are those of Arya Jitendran, who finished 7th in this event last year after what was a slow start. She came home very strongly. She's had four top 10s in her last six starts this season. It's been over a year since she won Arya Jitendran, funnily enough, but she's had a lot of very good finishes in tournaments since that last win, as she's at $11. So Sing-Hyun Park at $10, Brooke Henderson at $9, and Ariya Jutanyagan at $11 are my picks for the LPGA Tour event in Indianapolis. We'll now head across to the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship being played in the St Andrews region of Scotland. This event has been now played since 2001 in its current format as a pro-am event, where professionals play with celebrities and sporting celebrities, business celebrities, entertainment celebrities. Being played at St Andrews, Kings Barnes and Carnoustie. They play one round at each of those three venues before they return to St Andrews as the host venue for the final round on Sunday. And McIlroy is at 650, Rory McIlroy. He's been three times second in this event and once third. He was ninth last week. He's only played here twice in the last 6 or 7 years, but his form when he did play here was very, very good. He was second in Switzerland. He won the Tour Championship. He was ninth last week at the BMW Championship after what was a really slow start to that event. He stormed home over the final 54 holes. He's got to be the favourite. He'll start the favourite at 650, but I guess you need to decide whether you think that's good value. John Rahm is at 750. It's his first time in this event, so there may be a little bit of a question mark there. Justin Rose, he's at $13. First time in this event since 2008, so for mine, the three leading players in terms of favouritism, there's a question mark about each of them. Well, there's not really a question mark about McIlroy, but there's probably a question mark about his odds. On that basis, I'm looking a bit further away for a bit of value. Tommy Fleetwood, not a great week at Wentworth last week, but has had plenty of good finishes prior to that this season. Hasn't won for 18 months, but three times runner-up, twice runner-up here, three times runner-up in the 18 months since his last win. He's been twice runner-up at this particular tournament. At $15, I think that's pretty good value for Tommy Fleetwood. Tony Finau, 10th and has only started in this event last year. He obviously likes the format, clearly likes the golf courses. He's at $21. He's had three top 10s in his last six starts this season, so he's in good form. He plays well internationally. At $21, I think Tony Finau is a pretty good bet. And trying to find a bit more value away from the more logical chances, I think Matthias Schwab, who was 10th here on debut last year, and he's had three top threes in his last four starts this season. He's at $51, Matthias Schwab, and I think at $51 for a player that's in as good a form that he's in and had a pretty good debut here last year, that's very good value. A lot of Australians in this field, and New Zealanders for that matter, because of the fact that this brings together a number of players, not only those that play the European Tour regularly, but a number of players from various money lists around the world. And so as a consequence, there's a strong lineup of Australians in the tournament. I think Lucas Herbert, who finished seventh in this event last year, he's certainly been mixing his form a little of late, but he was eighth in Switzerland. He did miss the cut last week, but given the fact that he finished seventh on debut in this event last year and did finish eighth in Switzerland a couple of weeks ago, with a very strong finishing round, at $4 to be the leading Australian, I think that probably makes a little sense. So those players again, McIlroy the favourite, logical favourite at $6.50, Tommy Fleetwood at $15, Tony Finau at $21, and Matthias Schwab at $51 are my players for consideration at this week's Alfred Dunhill Links Championship in Scotland. So good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.